Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Hi, Niall, love the show. Hope you have a very Merry Christmas. You are fab. That's always a good way to start an email, isn't it? Give me a big head. I have a line of thinking that got me in hot water with my nephew last night, and I wanted to run it by you. He and his partner are saving for a mortgage at the moment. They are utterly miserable and never stop complaining about everything they have to forego. I have, of course, thrown in a few pounds as it, you know, might help, but it really does seem like an impossible task. My thinking is that perhaps it's a time we move away from the idea of home ownership. Must we own a home? The Europeans rent? Are we just romantically attached to owning land because of our history with the Brits? Maybe the best thing you or I could do is to try to help the young people to see it a different way. I hate to think he is wasting his best years sitting in and eating toast, pinching pennies. And yes, I am a homeowner. Yes, my mortgage is paid. It's all right for you to say that. I'm all right, Jack. Let me know what you think. And that comes in from Sherry. Oh, Sherry, well done. You're all right, aren't you? Anyway, but is she right? You know the way we go on about, oh, young people will never own their own homes in this country anymore. Well, realistically, they don't have to, do they? Now, I know renting is expensive and that's up to the government to control, but they don't have to own their own home. Home ownership is not a big thing in Europe. It's a big thing in Ireland and the UK and America, but not around the rest of the world. So is it time to rethink and reimagine home ownership? Are we getting it all wrong? Is that why properties are so expensive? Because we all want to own one rather than rent or take a long-term lease? I mean, which would be the done thing in most countries around Europe. Germany, I think, is 85% rental. Owning a home is a very Irish and British thing to do, isn't it? But I know Americans do it too, although they rent more than we do. Apartments and stuff like that, condos. But the home ownership idea, we constantly hear the complaint, oh, young people will never be able to buy a home in this country. And you're right, a lot of them won't because they're expensive to buy. Now, don't get me wrong, at this moment in time, they're expensive to rent. But that's a problem that can be resolved by government a lot easier than building more homes for ownership. So should we reimagine and rethink the whole thing? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Jude, hi, how are you?
Good afternoon, or good evening.
Yeah, Jude, are we wrong to be thinking that we should be owning our own homes? Is that the wrong idea?
Do you own your own home?
Do I? Yes.
Yes. And every man's home is his castle.
Yeah.
There's plenty of property throughout the country. There's 200,000 houses lying idle and empty. And they're in disrepair, and there's nothing been done about it. There's also at least 100,000 apartments above shops in every city in Ireland, and there's nothing been done about it. You have to ask yourself, who controls the property industry in Ireland?
The banks.
Who are their answers? Yeah, but who are they connected to in government and the High Civil Service? Who provides the concrete throughout the country to build houses? What percentage of the country is under property? Under, say, all the cities in Ireland, all the towns in Ireland, if you take it percentage-wise and the land, it's only 10% developed.
Yeah.
And they said, no, there's no land for development.
But we have to, but we do have to be careful to provide enough housing for the population and accommodation for the population, but not to overdo it. You know, part of the environment.
But 1.5 million have been exiled from the country since 2008 and the last property crash. Mm-hmm. Who caused that crash?
Fianna Fáil.
Now, who's given $36 billion to buy all the bankrupt properties from the loan shark or the banksters and gangsters that were in cahoots with the government. And they were asked to come back and run the portfolio on behalf of NAMA for the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, I don't want to go too much into that, but I know somebody whose property was taken by NAMA. I don't know the exact figure, but let's just for argument's sake say.
Yeah, but it was
NAMA took it and sold it back to the people they took it from, cheaper than the value of it.
I know one lady that had a connection to NAMA and she bought 26 houses for 26,000.
Yeah.
26 houses, and she said she was going to knock them. Within 5 years, she got development and built another 20 houses. I sold them on again for £250,000 per house.
Doesn't surprise
me. And that went on. But you have to look at the three loan sharks that came in from the Cayman Islands. And two of them were found to be corrupt. But the three of them belonged to the same investors. And you have to ask yourself, who in government in Ireland are invested in the Cayman Island bank accounts?
Well, a lot of that came out at some point. Well, the Panama Papers came out at one stage as well. And we all know who was listed on those. Mind you, a lot of them weren't in Ireland. But can I ask you, we're kind of gone off on a bit of a tangent, and I agree with you in relation to the crash and NAMA and everything. Yeah, we're going to just go back to home ownership. Is it important? Is home ownership important?
Home ownership is important because the person is independent in, and can stand up against government lobbies. And you feel independent, you feel free.
Do you?
When you don't have owners. 50% of all the young people that emigrated had no choice. But the 25% left behind, they're living in their mother's basements at the moment.
I understand that, but that's nothing to do with the question. And I understand, and a lot of that's to do with the price of rentals is too expensive as well, which is something the government can control. But what I'm saying to you is, the idea of home ownership, I think we're missing the point of the question.
Yeah, continue.
The point of the question is you're saying, you know, you feel secure, yada, 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 yada. But you don't actually own the house until you pay the bank the last payment. So the bank essentially owned the house for 30 years. So you're probably retired and everything before your mortgage is paid off in most cases.
Yeah, but the word mortgage means to debt until you pay the contract off.
That's mortgage, right. Yeah.
But the thing is, 50% of the price of that house, if I win the lotto tomorrow and I go out and buy a £500,000 house, 50% of that goes into government coffers, 48% actually, 50%.
Mm.
Is in tax.
Well, in all sorts of tax, including the tax, the VAT that was spent building it in the first place. Yeah.
If I built my own house, another 25% would be in VAT that goes back.
23%. 23%. Yeah.
23. Well, yeah. By the time you're finished and everything with solicitors.
Oh, yeah.
What I'm saying is they're making it impossible for young people to buy their own properties because you can control the population then. As I said, 1.5, and we're going off the tangent again, but it's important to say, 1.5 million have been exiled from this country since 2008 because of the property scandal. And they're doing the same again. The government are saying they're building affordable housing. Affordable housing to who? Someone that wins the lotto. You can build a house for 100,000.
Wasn't it mentioned there before the election that there was some houses that were being built out in the north side and there were classes affordable housing? There were 470,000. Now, yeah, since when's it 470,000 become affordable unless you're Rothschild, you know?
Yeah, but they're being built by big property developers. And who are they connected to in Dáil Éireann?
Yeah, but okay. And I get what you're saying, Jude. I understand all of that. But here's the thing. If we weren't so obsessed with home ownership, the prices of the properties wouldn't be as high. Like you take countries like Germany, where 85% of the population don't buy a house. They rent. Now, they have strict rental controls.
That's because of World War II. Like, it's
not just Germany. Other countries do it as well. We seem to have this obsession with buying.
That's fine if you had properties to rent. But if you're renting properties, you pay £3,000 a month for them. Now,
well, I agree with that. Well, at this moment in time, the question is, I suppose, is irrelevant to some degree. But at least the government have more control over rent than they do over building houses. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well,
it's easier to control rent than it is to start producing houses out of nothing.
Niall, if they set up a government body, they wouldn't have to charge the 50% tax and they wouldn't have to charge the VAT. They could build them practically for the price they build them for. The VAT, they could get stuff in from... I'll give you an example. A guy from Sky Island came over and he offered the government a deal. He said he'd build 30,000 to 40,000 log cabins a year, guaranteed for 60 years. For 40 to 50,000 now. And the government refused. The credit union in Ireland are paying a massive interest to the banks to hold the money. They offer the government $1.5 billion at very low interest rate to build houses in Ireland. The government refused. I talked to a government minister who was next to the guy that built housing in Ireland. What's his name? The guy that's over the housing thing. What's the politician's name?
Darragh O'Brien. I think
it was his name. Yeah. I talked to his lower... And I told him about Sky Homes, and I told him about the credit union offer, and he says, we've shelved that. He says, no, we're better off going to...
And in the meantime, they're paying 350,000 for modular houses.
That's another.
Yeah. It is modular houses that are probably worth, I don't know, 50 grand at the very most. Jude, stay there because we're going off on a little bit of a tangent, and that's not where I wanted to go with this. Jerry, well, hang on, Jerry, hi.
Hi,
I'm not getting rid of you. Just stay there for a second, Jerry. Do you think
follow the money?
Exactly. Yeah, Jerry. Do you think home ownership is a thing of the past, or should we reimagine things and rethink things?
Well, I don't think it should be a thing of the past. And I think it's important that the people have something that they do work for us, that they actually own it. It's like saying you don't own your car, you don't own your push bike, you don't own your children. What type of country are we living in now?
But it is getting more like that. I don't mean your children. But certainly with your car. I mean, these PCP loans that are out nowadays, you technically never really own the car.
Yeah, but they're controlling you. When you get houses... That last gentleman is totally correct. They want to control it. They want to control the population. It's the same way, I mean, just knocking off tangenting, the same way people can't afford to go out and protest or go out and strike because they have mortgages. Once you have you're paying big rents, once the government has you like that, you're fairly limited on what actions you can take against them.
But everybody has to either buy or rent. You've only two choices.
Well, no, you mentioned Germany, which is a much lower rent. Austria, it's a whole different... You can mention countries all over the world. Like Austria, Canada have a huge percentage that own their own houses. In Austria, I think it's around 60% of people own their own houses. So you can't just pick a one country and say that that's right.
Yeah, but Ireland has more. Our home... I mean, you know, she mentions in the email that maybe it's something romantically attached to owning our land because of our history with the Brits. Now, I understand the point she's making. It's a bit far-fetched, mind you. But in saying that, Ireland would have much higher than 60%. I'll get you into check collection in a second. But I think home ownership in Ireland is probably closer to 80%.
But it's the diminishing. Now, if you think about something what the government is doing and what the local councils are doing, in some places they're buying, I think they spent, I'm not sure the figure at the moment, I can't actually, it's off the top of my head. But the councils have bought a lot of property. But they bought it of existing stock, which are second-hand houses, and someone are new houses. So they've literally taken them out of the market for people who want to buy them. Mm. So they haven't added to the market.
That's right, yeah.
They haven't added to the market at all. So this is what the council is doing. And if you look at the latest, the chart of accountants' latest figures, and where these government are getting these, where these builders are getting a house and developers are getting a house of 450,000, the chart of accountants reckon that you can build a three-bedroom house in Ireland at the moment for 271,000, all in. And yet they're doubling the price of them.
Now, that depends on where are you telling me you can build this house for that amount of money? Because we all know the huge proportion of the value of a home is in the land it's built on. So where are you building this home for 270,000? Are you building it in Dublin or out in the middle of Athlone somewhere? Or where are you building it?
Not in Dublin. No, anywhere.
Hang on a second. I'm living in Tala, right? Yeah. I'm living in Talent. The houses and apartments being built left, right and centre up here. Absolutely all over the place. And those apartments that have been sold for 350,000, the homes have been sold for 450,000 on council land that they sold next to nothing to developers. Absolutely next to nothing. And developers are making massive profits. I said it before to you, know, this is one of the most corrupt countries in the world. Forget about Cambodia, forget about Malaysia or any of them other countries. We are one of the most corrupt countries in the world. When it comes to property, when it comes to management, when it comes to wealth, they're literally robbing us blind.
Yeah, well, we're not the only ones. I mean, you go to England, they're having the same problem, certainly in the cities like London, for example. You will have the same problem about trying to buy yourself a house or an apartment.
I mean, that's totally... But we're talking about Ireland, and we can go
to England. I know. And by the way, just to clarify, so the proportion of occupied dwellings in Ireland is over 66%. So it was 68%, which is almost 70, obviously, back in 2022, or it's 2016, should I say, but it's down by 2%. So,
yeah, and it's going to go down a lot more now.
Yeah, but it's still almost 70%. It's still almost 70%.
But they're doing away with it now. Like, Foy at the government, they own the land. Foy, they're not building on it themselves. And they stopped this in the 80s. And there's no issue saying there's no builders or there's no bricklayers or there's no such thing. Of course there is, because they're all working with private developers. The council stopped employing these people, the bricklayers, the carpenters, and the plumbers, whatever else they had. They stopped employing them. They should re-employ them again. And the all these tradespeople that are working with these private developers, we can pay their wages. The council can advertise, the corporations, the council can advertise for bricklayers, and the money that they would make, Niall, or the rent they would receive from the percentage of the rent from people, or the rent in the council houses, or buying them down the road, which the council usually had to do after so many years, you could buy your own property, they would make absolute millions out of it.
Okay, well stay there for a second, Jerry. I want to go to Penny. Penny, hi, how are you?
Hi, Penny. How are you, Niall?
Yeah, okay, go ahead. No, you're Penny. I'm not. Anyway, sorry, Penny. In relation to buying homes, do you think it's an old idea to rent or to purchase your own home and be a homeowner?
I certainly think it's a thing of the past, Niall. Like, life isn't about owning your own home and being tied to one particular place. I'm in my late 20s and I couldn't be arsed saving for a mortgage for a gap when I could spend that amount of money on a van and go and explore in the world. And if you want to live in your own home, what's wrong with living with your parents? Like, in many Asian cultures, it's normal to continue with living with family. And if you can't live with your family, then...
But what, hold on for a second, Penny. It's all right to live with your family if you're single. But what happens if you're married and you've got two kids? You can't all live with your family.
It can work, Niall. I've seen it from my time. I travelled in the likes of Vietnam. It is possible for them. You know,
we're not the same culture. That's a very different culture.
It's a different culture, but it's a culture that works for them. So why can't it work for us?
So what? We all stay in our ma's house, even when we have our own kids. That sounds like mayhem to me, to be honest with you. My idea of hell.
There's a lot of people that are in their late 30s now that are steering away from having kids and they're just having dogs. So, I mean...
Oh, Jesus Christ. They're just having dogs. Well,
what planet are you living on? Seriously, what planet are you living on?
No, I'm in my late 20s now, and I have to say, like, I just couldn't be arsed with doing all this saving for a gap. Like, I'm happy exploring the world, meeting new people.
That's you, and Penny, and that's great. I'm delighted for you.
I want to have a family. That's I super. There's enough kids out there.
Okay, that's grand. There's enough kids out there. You're not going to have any kids. You want to live with your parents, and you're going to explore the world. I'm delighted for you, Penny. That's your choice in life. But there's an awful lot of people, a lot more than there are of you, have decided they want to be in a relationship and they want to have children. They need somewhere to live.
Well, think about how Ireland used to be. There used to be houses full of families.
Oh, yeah. And we used to dance and play Beurons at the crossroads as well. You know, that's not, you know what I mean? Yeah, we've moved on from all of that.
I understand what you're saying, but I still think we've done it before. We can do it again.
Oh, so we go backwards instead of forwards. Is that what you're just trying to tell me, Penny?
Well, I mean, I just think we've gotten too greedy with home ownership. We don't all need to own a home and just two people living in a house. When years ago, there was more than one or two families in a house.
See, Jerry, this is what you're dealing with.
Well, I have children, right? And three of them at the moment, or four of them, cannot afford to buy the house. They're in good jobs. They're in very good jobs. I'm not going to say where they're working up. They're in extremely good jobs.
Yeah.
And they cannot afford to buy the houses. And they're paying extra.
So where are they living? Are they living with you?
They were living with two of my children living with me. Another two are living with the parents of their partners.
Yeah.
Surely because they can't afford the rent. And these are in good jobs and they cannot afford a mortgage.
Do a Penny does. Just get a dog instead. That'd be grand.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.